This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Road's Rewind.
All right. We appear to be live and living in living color. And again, I am getting a significant delay back through my earphone. So Austin Rhodes here at our WGAC studios in Columbia County. John Patrick is joining us from his luxurious abode in beautiful downtown Augusta. We are broadcasting the second WGAC town hall meeting. I've just been in touch with Scott Johnson in Columbia County. Hopefully he'll be plugging in with us soon. We have a great conversation coming your way for the next hour. I'll be introducing all the folks slowly but surely. I'm going to make sure that I've got audio working. John, would you speak up and say a few words for us?
Austin, how are you? Can you hear me?
Sir.
Okay, I can hear me too.
I'll make it work. You go ahead.
All right. We will spend some time talking about the economy and how the economy bounces back and how we go about doing this. And there's one train of thought that thinks the economy bounces back quickly because of how strong the economy was before all of this happens. Before all of it happened, there's another train of thought that thinks, nope, it's going to kind of come back step by step, baby step by baby step. I'm also curious how it comes back, and this will be a question for Coco later. From a demographic standpoint, you know, do millennials come back faster than 50 and 60 somethings or vice versa? So we're going to spend the hour just trying to figure out and trying to have some questions about how we bounce back after the last 8 to 10 weeks.
Very good. John, if you would introduce, do you have the list in front of you on all the guests? I just had a video glitch here. Could you introduce the members of our panel that are standing by?
We will be joined today by Adam Harris, Christy Beckham. Yeah, very nice. Good, Adam. Christy Beckham, Coco Rubio, Scott Patterson, Scott Johnson. And I believe I'm trying to see if I let somebody else just in. I think everybody is present and accounted for at the moment.
All right.
Yeah.
So Scott Johnson is there again. I've gone and did Charlie walk off? I love it. Our engineer. Get him in here if he can. My screen just went down. Well, let's introduce Scott Johnson first if he's with us. Scott, yes. You there?
I am.
Scott Johnson, the administrator for the Columbia County government, we really appreciate you joining us. And before we get started on the specific mission for tonight, which is the next 6 months and the Augusta metro area economy, and Columbia County is a very important part of that, I want to ask you about the great news this week that we got involving your government and the Columbia County Board of Education joining forces to come up with this antibody test, working in conjunction with the Augusta University medical folks. And you I believe the last count was about 400, maybe 600 that have gone through testing at this point. Do you have a number, Scott?
It's a little over 600 now that have gone through the testing.
And my wife was in the first wave that was tested, as were several of her colleagues at Greenbrier High School. One of her closest friends and longtime associates did come back antibody positive, and she's, again, a Greenbrier High School teacher. She was ill in January, early January, which tells me this disease has been around a lot longer than any of us knew. And the good news is she was coming in contact with people not knowing what she had. It seems to me like people are either infected by her or not infected by her and have lived to tell the tale. My question to you would be, do you have any idea what kind of numbers you're getting back as to the positive antibody results? By the way, my wife was negative. And any indication on how that's looking so far?
Yeah, so I don't have the exact number yet. This is a joint study between Columbia County and Augusta University and the Board of Education. So they're doing the study for us. So at the end of the day, the Columbia County government will get all the data. But right now, I don't know exactly, you know, how many have tested positive. I do know that the program has been very popular. We've had a lot of teachers sign up. Of course, a lot of our first responders have signed up. And this was something that Chairman Duncan started and the rest of the commissioners got behind just to kind of see where we were with cases in Columbia County. And I think one of the biggest things people don't realize is that the most cases we ever had at one time in Columbia County was 88 at any point in time. And as of today, we have 34 active cases. So you're right, Austin. I think a lot of people had it a long time ago. And you know, now the cases are kind of waning off.
All right. Well, that's, again, good news, because I believe that means we may be further down the road to recovery than we ever knew. Before we move on with the rest of our conversation tonight, we do want to thank our presenting sponsors, Chris Hudson and Associates Law Firm and The Rent Boss. I got to give all the credit in the world to Chris. He has really, really come through, not only in a legal sense, but his program recently recognizing 28 high school seniors, helping to celebrate their graduation. They've been all over his billboards. He has also given two $2,500 scholarships for underprivileged seniors this year. The winners will be announced, by the way, June 15th. Very excited about that. Chris is an absolute homeboy from Augusta, Georgia, raised right here in the area. He and his family, both Columbia County, Richmond County, and even Lincoln County, going back many years. His grandmother and my grandmothers were good friends. That's how far back Chris and I go. Call Chris if you're concerned that you have a problem that a lawyer needs to help you out with, whether you're the victim of a defective product, medical malpractice, nursing home abuse, or if you've been in a car accident. Give him a call today, 706-863-6600 for your free consultation. And by the way, I have the opportunity now to introduce Scott Patterson, who is the Rent Boss. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Austin.
Regardless of your rental situation, Scott and his company can help create a solution for you that will save time and money with professional property management services. So I'm going to ask you straight up front, Scott, because you're in the catbird seat to know this. How devastating has this economic downturn been on property owners and those who regularly expect to get rental payments from the working class here in the area?
We've been extremely fortunate in our area due to the fact that we've got a ton of military. So the military, they're fine. It's the bartenders, the waitresses, some of the service industries that got hit so bad that struggling, probably more so than most. There is some things in place that they take advantage of, the stimulus checks and some other things available, then they can weather the storm. But it's pretty rough for some people and not so bad for others. So it just really depends on what your situation is as an individual owner.
In a situation like this, do you have the ability to even negotiate much, or is that what you're getting out there? If you are someone that works in the service industry, a bartender, a waitress, as you said, how willing have professional organizations such as the Rent Boss been to work out arrangements, grace periods, things of that nature?
Oh, without a doubt. The CARES Act right now covers late fees. So if the home is backed by a federal mortgage like a VA, an FHA, a federally backed mortgage, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you can't charge late fees right now. But if it's not, if it's an investor that owns the house cash or contemporary mortgage, and you can charge late fees, you can evict. Right now, due to the CARES Act, you can't evict anyone until after August 23rd. So you can't even serve notice until August 23rd. So 30 days after August 23rd, you'll see probably an uptick in some evictions and things like that.
And has there been any conversation, and this has been a very interesting question that I have not really seen answered, completely. Has there been any political attempt to either suspend mortgage payments or to create a frozen calendar when it comes to making payments, things of this nature? It doesn't do anyone any good, I don't think, to postpone a $1,500 mortgage payment 2, 3, 4 months down the road. If you want to suspend the calendar and say, we just pretend that, you know, March, April, and May didn't happen, that'd be a whole different thing. Has that conversation taken place?
Yeah, I haven't had too many conversations with people. We have had one or two managers with our company that the owners are kind of in a struggle. So we just refer them to their mortgage company with the CARES Act and see what protection they can get. But at the end of the day, they're just prolonging the inevitable. So when crunch time happens, things get tight. You know, each personal household is a budget. You got to trim things down. You got to just get real diligent in your spending, start saving, try to hustle up some extra money, do what you can. But at the end of the day, they're just prolonging the inevitable.
By the way, Adam Harris from Greensboro is standing by. He's just to my right as you face the screen, it looks like. Adam, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I would kind of echo what Scott has said about kind of isolated from as far as past due standpoints and things of that nature. Our past dues, overdrafts, NSFs are probably as low as we can remember for a long time. But keep in mind, back in March when this started breaking loose, we deferred payments for 90 days for probably close to about 15% of our portfolio to help people out with the uncertainty.
Now, let me interrupt you for a moment there, Adam. When you say deferred payments, are you granting, or are you basically doing away with the month of March or April, or will a larger total become due, you know, July 1st, that type of thing?
Yeah, so when we refer to the term deferral, that means no payments due for those months. That 90 days or zero payments made, and those payments essentially are just added to the back end of the loan. Now, the interest still accrues, but they have no monthly obligation for that 90-day period. Now, the other option, some loans would do interest only during that 90-day period, so they would pay their interest that's accruing, and each situation is a little unique and different.
It just to be clear again, making sure I'm hearing this right, is it possible to take those 3 months and tack them onto the end of a mortgage term, and so literally you have 3 months that don't exist?
Yeah, essentially, when you use the term deferral, that's what's happening. Those three payments are going to the end of the loan, but the interest still does accrue during that 90-day period.
Understood. And that's completely fair. And I think if more people knew that, they might be a little more comfortable in their personal situation.
And from what we've understood, most lenders that we're familiar with are helping people out doing that for many folks that requested it.
Speaking of rental and speaking of deferred payments / enjoyment, Christy Beckham is standing by. She is very active in the rental business when it comes to Masters Rentals. Christy, how are you doing, dear?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. I don't know of anyone else in this panel that had their world come to an end quite like yours did. Coco with the Soul Bar, probably close to it, but you literally had the fear of an entire year going away for you.
Yeah, I think it's hard to wrap your head around. It's hard for anybody to wrap their head around that your job can revolve around 1 weekend of the year. And so, you know, when things were starting to get a little odd, we had some contracts that just kind of held tight for a little bit. And then when they announced the deferment of the tournament, it was really like a saving grace, because the Augusta National did all of Augusta a huge favor by even having the option of a November tournament. It's hard for me. People ask a lot of questions and they think we have a crystal ball, but you know, I feel like the tournament's going to take place in November. I think it might hit us a little harder the following April, whenever people have to turn around and, you know, corporations are going to have a hard time spending that money in April. But November, most of November's things were already paid. So I think a lot of corporations will plan on being here in November. It was traumatizing.
I have to disagree with you just for a minute on that, because I just noticed my own bank account. I got a lot more in it right this minute than I normally would, because I haven't paid for any vacations. And I mean, normally we're, you know, taking cruises, going to Disney World, whatever it happens to be. And none of that's happening. So when November rocks around, I'm going to still have that money there. And I think I'm probably more willing to embrace a strange out of town trip if I'm a golf fan living in Seattle than I would have before.
Oh, I think November is going to kill it. November is going to be great. It's the following April, I think, when you turn around 6 months later. And the corporate dollars are spent for November now. Mostly, you know, the houses that I booked, I don't have any cancellations, which is great.
John, let's get John Patrick's opinion real quick. John, is there any human being you know anywhere who looks at their calendar and says, we're going to have Masters in November, so I'm going to ease up next spring?
Well, I am interested in what Christy's saying, because from a patron, individual, coming to the golf tournament standpoint, I see folks really wanting to come. But from your point of view, from a corporate standpoint, I am curious in that. I wasn't really that sure how that would play out, because you said the money's already in, and that's maybe the saving grace, because, you know, these corporations have now been whacked with the last 3 months, and had that money not been in, I wonder how they would have reacted to November. What makes you think, if the money's in 2020, what makes you think, Christy, 2021 would be different or troublesome or problematic?
I think it's the money was spent, you know, most people, if you're a huge corporation hosting a major party, a major event, you've planned a year out. So none of this was ever on the radar. What I don't have right now is in May or June, I would already have re-ups. I would already have companies that have signed their contract for 2021 ready to participate. And I'm not saying they're not. They might want to get through 2021st. But normally at this point, the big companies were already building for 2021. It's hard to throw a program together in 6 months for some of these huge operations.
Keep in mind the Augusta National, the elephant in the room, you don't ever tell them no. You never tell them, thank you, not this year, maybe next year. Then they don't get that answer very often. Do you know anybody that ever turns their tickets in to the club when they can't use them? I mean, it's unheard of. So I'm thinking these corporations are going to find that they may suffer in other areas. They may change other plans further down the road. I think they cough it up when the Augusta National is involved.
Christy, how much of the business, without getting too far into your business, maybe a percentage, how much is corporate money? How much is individual money?
Well, I'm significantly smaller than most of the companies that have been doing this for 20 years that, you know, I'm 10% of what some of the major companies do. Mm-hmm. I've had the luxury of having a few more golfers, members, and smaller corporations. So I don't have the Deltas or the, you know, the Rolexes. Sure. I don't have those in my, they're not my client, but I know that it's going to be real hard for some of those clients to stomach spending that money again.
Do you have individual clients? Do you have folks on a smaller scale?
Oh, for sure.
You get a sense from them that they're having to choose one or the other.
You know, I feel like that the average golf fan who comes to the Augusta National and is already paying the price for the rental for the tickets, they're probably the same person who could make it in November and turn around and make it in April. I think it's going to be the corporations that got whacked. Even if they could afford to put on an event in the following April, it may be in poor taste to do it. So we may have more of an image reduction, I think, for them just, you know, spending versus them actually, you know, putting on a program.
I think in the unlikely event that you do have that happen, and it could happen, I think they've got a waiting list of people that are willing to step up and fill those voids that's going to blow all of us away. And maybe this is a year some of those second-tier companies and organizations get to step up and carry the ball a little bit. Our good friend Coco Rubio is standing by in the left-hand corner down there. And breaking news just this afternoon, I was not being rude. I picked up my phone so I could read the latest bulletin out of Atlanta. Governor Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, of course, continued to lift economic restrictions today. Just an hour or so ago, signed an executive order that clears the way for gatherings and allows bars and nightclubs to reopen if they follow guidelines. Coco, did you get busy today?
Yeah, well, I was waiting for that to hear what they were going to do. So I need to look and see what those regulations are. Do you know offhand what they said about the capacity for bars?
I'm looking at Kemp's order permits gatherings of as many as 25 and continues to require larger groups to maintain social distancing. It does allow bars and nightclubs to reopen next week if they meet 39 measures, including screening workers for illness, limiting occupancy, and requiring regular sanitation.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out and see. I know that a lot of places, a lot of bars are going to open on Monday. And we were talking maybe about first Friday, June 5th, as being a possible opening date. Going to see what all is in that. And if we have to wait, you know, a little bit longer, we're okay with that. You know, we just want to make sure we have everything in place and that the patrons are good and that the staff and bartenders are good too.
You had talked about the possibility of shutting down some side streets a while back. Have you had any conversation with Augusta City leadership about shutting down Broad Street itself in certain places, particularly the sidewalks? And if you've got external areas where people can gather outside, that obviously doubles or triples your capacity. There's no limit from what I've seen on outdoor patrons. So if you're able to, you know, maintain social distance, you could probably double, triple that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen in the future because I think it would be really cool to have more pedestrian-friendly areas like that. I've always liked the parking wells in the middle of Broad Street. and they seem like they would be easy, you know, easy to block off and do some things there in the middle of the street.
Just make sure you got a crossing guard, my friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. All that good stuff with the security and barricades and whatnot. We have been in touch with the city, and we are planning on doing something on Friday, first Friday, June 5th, on 10th Street. We're going to be blocking off 10th Street at Broad Street and on Ellis Street. And so right there were all those restaurants like The Hive, Bee's Knees, the new Pineapple Link Tavern. They're going to have tables set up on the street. We got some tables donated from Renko, which was very gracious of them. And they donated 40 tables and 240 chairs. And we're going to set those up. And then Southern Salad, which is right around the corner there from 10th Street, and also Nacho Mama's, they're also going to have access to those tables. So the idea is to let patrons, you know, get their food. Since they can't have too many people in the restaurants, they're going to let them come out to the street and eat. And we're going to spread them out and just kind of have an outdoor al fresco dining.
Scott Johnson, let me bring you into this part of the conversation. This is an interesting possibility for Columbia County. I know that your main public venue is the Lady A as far as size and capacity goes. Have you given any thought to maybe expanding outdoor festivals and or business opportunities for the restaurants and bars in Columbia County so they're not, you know, so limited by capacity rules and things of that nature? Imagine, for instance, a festival involving the bar owners and restaurant owners of Columbia County, where they've got virtually the entire field to use, and they don't have to worry about, again, you know, a 25-person limit. And that was to Scott Johnson.
There we go. I'm sorry about that, Austin. Unmute there. So, yeah, we have discussed that. You know, I was in discussions, and I believe you may know a little bit about this, but we worked with Joe White recently, who was trying to organize some food trucks to be able to do some kind of events like that. You know, the commission relaxed the ordinance for open container in the plaza area and even in the Evanstown Center Park area, which really opens up the possibility of being able to do something like that. I know a lot of the restaurants in Columbia County have adjusted very well. As a matter of fact, it was interesting. We saw restaurants that didn't have drive-throughs, you know, all of a sudden they have a drive-through, you know, the next day. And that's not maybe that's not the correct zoning, but I mean, you know, we're not shutting down anybody for trying to, you know, trying to make a living or create a drive-through. But, you know, I think they've adapted very well, but we're certainly open to that idea. We're certainly open to anybody that, you know, that wants to do something like that. We have a great facility at Evanstown Center Park and the plaza area, and could absolutely use that. We want to do whatever we can do to help, you know, the businesses in Columbia County.
Has there been any conversation, Coco, with the downtown Augusta businesses about, instead of having, I mean, how many different venues down there, 25 maybe, instead of having everybody host a different band, maybe we talk to a buddy like Keith Jenkins or somebody, put together an Augusta super band that plays there in the middle of the street for everybody?
Yeah, these are all things that I'd really like to explore, and it should happen. You know, I think it's almost like this is giving us the excuse to try these things. And I mean, really, I mean, I think it's kind of, these are sort of things that should have happened already. And it's awesome to me that music really and art has a special way of bringing people together. You know, and that's what we need, you know, and I can't wait to be able to have shows again. But I just want to make sure, you know, that when we do it, that we're doing it, you know, the best way possible, and we do it the right way.
Coco, I got to ask this, and don't take this the wrong way, because, you know, I love you like a brother. How much more grateful are you right this minute as a bar owner and an entertainment venue owner that you live in Georgia and not in California or New York or Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I just look at things almost, I mean, locally, of course, but I look at it almost nationally. I look at it globally, and it just, you know.
What I'm saying is you've got far more freedom in Georgia to do what you're going to be doing, it sounds like, than you do in those other locations.
Yeah. We just got to organize and do some things, and hopefully we can, like I said, do them right, get some good support, and bring people together in the, you know, in the best way possible, in a safe way.
Adam Harris, if I can get you to chime in here real quick from Queensboro. How many states does Queensboro cover? How many states you got locations in?
We're just in the state of Georgia. We're on the east side of Georgia between Augusta and Savannah. We've got 25 branch locations.
I'm glad I asked. I was thinking for some reason you had some South Carolina locations. You do keep up with the industry nationwide. How much more freedom do you have in Georgia than you do in some other state? I think we're very blessed. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
I would agree. I think our bar owners, restaurant owners, hotel owners, they are blessed to be in Georgia and to get back to some sense of normalcy of operation or trend that direction, which I think that's what we all are going to have to do to get back to normal.
Scott Patterson, have you noticed an influx? You were talking about how safe some of our rental market is because of the military and other government workers. Have you seen an influx or an exodus, for that matter, of workers in your industry?
It kind of slowed down on the sales side for a quick minute. Military put a freeze on movement. First, they started till May 10th, and they extended till I believe it was May 30th, and now they're like, I think June 30th is the date. So military's freed up a little bit, started moving. But we're still on a rental shortage. Rental prices are increasing. Columbia County rental prices are getting out of control in a sense, just because we're in such a shortage. Where 3 or 4 years ago, a 3.2 would be, you know, $1,150. Now 3.2's, you know, $1,350 to $1,500. And it's just insane that we're in a shortage amidst the whole pandemic. So we're really not seeing a lot of shortage right now. So when the military starts moving again, we got to be careful. We're going to have enough houses for everybody.
No doubt about that. By the way, The Rent Boss is available online, rentlikeaboss.com, for more information on property management services and available rentals. Scott Johnson, get you back on the horn here real quick. We're talking about our normalization of activities and schedules. I know, and thank God, by the way, for this. The Columbia County Recreation Department is looking to crank things back up in the next week or so. And have you seen what kind of interest voiced is cranking those programs back up, baseball and other spring sports delayed to the summer?
You know, a lot of interest, Austin. You know, people were just ready to get back out. They were ready to get involved in those sports. And we had a lot of people that were just kind of holding on, like, you know, Christy was talking a little while ago about, you know, people just kind of waiting, you know, to see what was going to happen instead of waiting, you know, instead of asking for their money back. We had that same situation. So we had a lot of parents that were just hoping we were going to have a summer season. So we're very proud of the fact that we're going to be able to kick off a season June the 1st. It's going to be a bit compressed, but it's going to give the kids a chance to be able to get out and do some sports and get some sense of normalcy. And we've got a lot of people that have signed up for that. We actually had a few slots on a waiting list, and I believe those filled up really, really quickly. So we'll have a successful sports season now that, you know, a couple months ago we thought, you know, we wouldn't have.
John, thank you very much for that, Scott. John, I'm a little concerned about our technical ability to take a call right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to advertise this if people are able to do it. Both my email account and I think John Patrick's are available to you, austin@wgac.com or john@wgac.com if you've got a question for our panel here. And
I'd like to ask Coco a couple questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Before you do that, though, I do want to remind everyone real quick about our co-sponsor tonight, Chris Hudson and Associates, active in the community as lifelong Augustans, of course, would be. Chris has funded two $2,500 scholarships for underprivileged seniors this year. And again, we're very excited about that upcoming announcement June 15th. For all of your legal needs, turn to our friends at Chris Hudson and Associates. Unlike those folks you see on a lot of the fancy TV commercials, Chris is right here in Augusta. Matter of fact, he's listening on the radio right now. He can't get away from us, ladies and gentlemen. He's not one of these guys that's, you know, call 777-777-777-777 and they answer in Paducah. That doesn't happen here. Chris is local, local number, local guy. Chris, we love you. Hip, hip, hooray. John, what you got for Coco?
Coco, curious about a couple of things, and I don't want you to, you know, give away any confidences, and I wouldn't ask you to do that, but I'm curious. In conversations you may have had with some of the other business folks downtown, without naming names, is anybody critical? Is anybody close to shutting their doors?
I know that there's been some, you know, one retail that has closed already, you know, the All American store, That's right. Okay. Next, Stillwater. They've closed. You know, I think they were having some problems before the pandemic. It was a great store. But with as far as the restaurants, I think everybody's okay right now. And if it would go longer without being able to open, I think things would get tricky for some of them. All these restaurants downtown are small independent businesses. And so, it's a struggle for them. A lot of them, you know, it's month to month.
Well, then that leads me to this question, Coco. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, do you get a sense about who will come back faster? Do you get a sense that your clientele, maybe a 20 to 40 year old, will return faster than the 40 to 60 year old might to Frog Hollow?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, when back in the day when downtown was not busy, who was down there, right? It was the younger crowd. You know, it was the college students, the high school students who weren't afraid to go downtown. And I think they'll be the ones first to come down. And there's no fear there. You know, they want to just be out. They want to be in the city. I think downtown has a lot to offer for different ages, though. And you will see folks coming out, older crowd will be coming out to some of the fine dining restaurants who've all been doing really well with the way they space everything, social distance and all that. And I think with the museums opening up, I heard it's coming up soon. The big venues are still going to be a little bit, but I think by late summer, they're going to be open. And by fall, hopefully things will return back to normal. And we'll see kind of a little bit of everybody. And that's one of the things I love about downtown is that it kind of caters to everybody, you know. And but I do think it'll be the young folks kind of coming in first and doing it. You got a lot of people working down there, though. And those folks are the ones who, you know, are always out for lunch and support the restaurants for lunch. And I actually went down there today, went to Nacho Mama's, and we ordered in advance and picked up. But there was people spaced out ordering. It was spaced out. It was nice to see folks out. And but the restaurants also, you know, kind of setting it up where you felt like everything was very organized and safe. And it was a good crowd, a lot of regulars. And it was nice to see folks and kind of give them the wave.
Coco, how are the sidewalks looking when it comes to the dining patrons downtown?
Yeah, the dining outside for lunch, I mean, I didn't go down to Whiskey Bar, which is down there by Metro on 11th Street, but I know they're opening it up again. And I think they will have a good crowd outside. There's really not too much room outside on the sidewalks. Nacho Mama's has two tables only, you know, and which is why we want to kind of give them a chance to expand by putting it out there on 10th Street. But I think, what is it? Frog Hollow, they put a lot of tables out and spaced them out on the sidewalk, and they were busy. You know,
Coco,
they were full.
Do you feel good about how this is going to go, or are you scared?
Man, I'm always the optimist when it comes to downtown, and I think, you know, it'll never be how it was when I say, you know, when there was no one really down there in the early 90s, late 80s. So I think it'll definitely will come back. And I think people really support downtown. I think they've missed it. And they're going to want to come back and support those small businesses because the owners of those businesses are our friends, our families, you know, people we know. And I think, you know, it'll be really nice. And it's going to be special when we can go out again in, you know, in big groups like that and see everybody again. I think we'll appreciate it more. And, you know, I can't wait, you know, until we can do that.
John, on that same vein, and I'm going to shoot over to Christy Beckham real quick. Have you gotten an increase in your inquiries involving your November rentals? People talking about caterers that were never going to use caterers before because they were always planning on eating out. And obviously, because we've got such a question mark where that is concerned now, can you imagine the crowds that wait for restaurants during Masters Week, what we could possibly do under social distancing. It's impossible to even consider right now. But has there been an increase, Christy, in interest in catering in the homes?
You know, I've had two clients reach out that have never done a master's program before, and they would be catering based already. I think, you know, the restaurants are already slammed, and a lot of longtime patrons for the Masters. Now, if you're hosting a couple more, you'll have a chef or takeout. I mean, if you have more than 8 or 10 people, you have someone coming in and cooking anyway. And that's kind of become the new norm. Not that the restaurants aren't doing fabulous. I think that will have to be a trend in November, I think, unless things change. I live downtown, so I can kind of piggyback on Coco a little bit. We went to Whiskey Bar yesterday. It was their second day open. And we had lunch inside because we love the Morrisons and we wanted to support them. We walk around downtown all the time. It is crazy to see it as a ghost town, but people were still trying to do the takeouts and the support those small businesses. It's awesome. Now I'll come to the Soul Bar the night it opens too.
John, there are a lot of very important meetings that happen Masters Week. It just happened to be here because that's where everybody is, the Golf Writers Association and all that. Have you heard any conversation about those meetings either being canceled or put off this year?
Have not. And I, the Golf Writers, especially, it's someone that I thought about reaching out to see, because it's their annual meeting. It's when they give out their annual awards, and they haven't
done that.
You
don't have a second chance at that. No,
and they haven't done that. So I should reach out to them to see if they're going to continue to do that. I know, Christy, as you've stated, you're not the big kahuna in all of this, but do you think November money will be like April money?
Yes. I think so. Yes. I think the following April will not be normal April money, but I think November could be even bigger because it's a one-off and it's special, and it will, people are tired of being at home. Like Scott mentioned, getting the kids out. I have small kids. Let's go do something. The pool's opening. You know, people are excited about a huge event. We watched Tom Brady, who I love, and I know Austin does not love, Tom Brady,
wow,
and Peyton Manning, and Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. We watched that like it was the Sunday of Masters because it was so great to see sports. I mean, I think that's how everybody feels.
Scott Johnson.
I'll tell you a little secret here. Just promised not to tell anybody. Our favorite soft rock Australian star, if you're in my acquaintance, is going to charter a plane into Augusta to make Thanksgiving Masters because he's never, you know, it's one off thing.
I've got friends coming in that will come in because you're not, how many times are you going to get to see it in November?
Right.
Scott Johnson, do you feel like November will be like April?
I do. You know, everybody's kind of alluded to it here, and Scott mentioned it a few minutes ago, talking about, you know, how the rental rates are going up in Columbia County and how business is kind of staying the same. And, you know, our commissioners took a lot of heat early on for not wanting to shut everything down. And Austin knows the reasons for that. We didn't have the same capabilities as people that, with executive order power. But I say all that to say this, you know, our sales tax collections in the first quarter of this year are up 8.9% in Columbia County. We're the only county in the state that has that sort of increase in sales tax.
That's a headline. You need to hear that one more time, Scott. Emphasize what you just said. That's incredible.
It really is incredible when you look at Cobb County being down, Forsyth County, one of the richest counties in the state, being up only 1%. Columbia County was up 8.9%. So the commissioners were really, really worried about it. They said, you know, we really need to be very careful with our budget, in which we are. We're being very conservative. And we were waiting on our April check to come in. The checks always come in a month behind. So we just got our April check yesterday. And our April check came in at $2.1 million, which is $600,000 more than we budgeted. Here's the real interesting part, though, John. This is what really kills me. It's $100,000 more than last April, which, by the way, was a Masters week last April.
That's incredible. Gail Minow, that's a headline.
Columbia County has fared well. I think we'll fare well in November. I mean, we're on the right, like Scott mentioned, I think we're on the right trajectory. I know Adam sees it, you know, in his industry. And, you know, Columbia County, and I won't say we're recession-proof because we're not, but through the recession, we fared very well, and through this we have fared extremely well. I'm so proud of our citizens and the way they've reacted.
By the way, the secret sauce there, the reason a lot of that has happened, several major reasons, but one of the biggest, Columbia County residents were not able to go into downtown Augusta and spend their recreation dollars the way that they normally do.
True.
They didn't get to eat in all the nice restaurants in Augusta. They were staying out in Columbia County, eating fast food and grocery store, and there you have it. So I hate to say this, but Augusta's going to get killed when their numbers come out. A suburban county like Columbia County stood to benefit. Scott Johnson, back to you on something Christy was mentioning before about a special feeling about this Masters coming up. It's no secret that the Lady A had kind of faced a rough year for 2020 as far as the entertainment goes, Masters Week, compared to last Masters or the last several Masters. Has there been any interest in either a rock group or some performing group coming into Lady A, this special November Masters?
Not yet. And you know, we didn't have the groups. We didn't have anybody scheduled for this Masters already. And that was on the promoter side, not our side. Somebody had it reserved and then, you know, couldn't come through with the act. And that's fine. I understand things happen. And it wouldn't have mattered anyway. But we are looking for something for November. But we're super excited, you know, because you know, we're going to hopefully have something really big in November. And then we're going to follow up with the opening of our PAC in January with some good shows there. I think you're going to see a lot of activity in that area and a lot of things that you hadn't seen in a while in Columbia County.
No, so, truth to the rumor that the Monkees are going to open up the PAC in Columbia County.
Austin, if you can get them, I will facilitate it.
Don't say that.
Please, Scott, don't say that.
Scott, real quick, though, because the Lady A, again, is outdoors and is so big, you can do things virtually no other venue in the CSRA can do.
We really can. You know, we've hosted as many as 14,000 guests at one time. I just sent some pictures just a few minutes ago to our superintendent, Sandra Caraway, who's planning a graduation out there. Our staff has done an amazing job putting over 600 chairs out and putting dots 10 feet apart so we can social distance families for the graduation. And I'll shoot you the picture later, Austin. It's just amazing what we can do with that park. It's so versatile. It's just the gem of Columbia County. We're so proud of it. And yeah, we can. We can host a lot of really good things out there.
Coco Rubio was Widespread Panic touring in November.
Hey, they would play. They would play. A lot of people would play, will want to play in November in Augusta. And hopefully something like that can happen. That would be great.
Well, I'm thinking a certain guitar player in REM might need a phone call about now, too.
Well, to that point, Coco and Scott also – here in May and June, if you're trying to put on a show, you seem to be somewhat hamstrung by the artists at this point, because more and more you hear that artists aren't quite sure that how much they want to get out yet. You can want to put on a show all you want, but if you know said artist, you know what, I'm shutting it down until 2021. That's a bit problematic.
Yeah, that's the facts right now, and that's what's happening. And it goes to the management of the bands. It goes to the booking agents. And, you know, the bands are not ready to play and do the tour. It's not going to happen. I was talking to some promoters and some club owners from Athens, Georgia, and they said that they don't know if it'll be completely like it was, really, and bands are going to be out there and everybody's going to get back out together until there's a vaccine. And, you know, we don't know when that is going to be, but that's when they were saying they think it'll be back to normal. It's going to take that. So, you know, we'll see, but, everybody's waiting on that, and it completely has stopped. The whole touring and live music is not happening right now. And, we're all waiting and we're all wanting it to come back. And, we need it.
Adam Harris with Greensboro, if I can, how much long-range planning have you guys done, and are you bracing for, you know, a glut of folks to run to the front door as soon as you're open to start negotiating loans for next year? I mean, did you anticipate a lot of people either expanding or refurbishing business? In other words, if they had kind of been waiting before, is there going to be a mad rush for improvement and expansion after all this clears out in a few months?
Well, Austin, I'd say, you know, when all this first kind of broke loose, there was tons of, you know, questions of, hey, what's going to happen? Everybody was scared. Everything stopped for about a week or two. But right now, the small transactions, medium-sized transactions, we're getting plenty of requests for new equipment, new vehicles. People are doing things. We're doing tons of stuff by phone, email, you know, internet, banking, everything, using technology. But some of the larger deals, your multi-million dollar, you know, shopping centers or large projects, some of those have been put on hold. But I'd say most businesses are continuing to move forward. I'm going back to what we were saying earlier in the time was this is a little bit isolated to the restaurants, the bars, the hotels, anything event and hospitality related. A lot of the business owners that I talk to regularly, they're as busy or busier than they usually are. And going back to talking about the tax revenue, the boat sales, the utility vehicle sales, ATVs, anything outdoor related, those businesses were unbelievably busy over the last few months. Anything outdoor related, some of the retail shopping center groups that have outdoor related companies like Academy Sports, they were reporting record sales for those months. Pretty incredible.
I heard good things about the pool industry, Pete Alewines and those
absolutely.
Types of companies.
Yep.
Hey, Adam,
yep.
a dangerous question.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, and I guess New York City's your 10, how impactful has this been for us from a banking perspective, from a business perspective? I share what you say. My car dealer friends have said, we've been selling cars for the last couple of months.
Yeah. Keep in mind what I said when we first got started, our past dues, our overdrafts, our NSFs are as low as we can remember. But we did 90-day deferrals for a lot of loans, almost 15% of our portfolio back in April and March. So we really won't know until, what's that, August time frame, when those people have to start making those payments again. Can they get back on track? How many of them have been affected from the restaurant industry, hotel industry, their specific industry? But certain industries are doing just as good or better than they did back in 2019. John, I also will add, you know, talking about New York and different areas, I believe we're a little insulated being in the Southeast, and then even more insulated being here in Augusta where we are, just with what all we've got going on. So I think we're very fortunate. We have a lot of great things going for us where we won't feel the impact quite as hard as some other areas.
All right, then I'll send that question to Scott Peterson. Scott, you got to get rent every month. Your folks have to get rent every month. How impactful has this been on that scale of 1 to 10?
We, like I said earlier, we represent a ton of military. Military is probably 80% of our business or more. So we've been very lucky. And then you got the medical industry as well here. You got the medical industry, Plant Vogel. And I know y'all were talking earlier about somebody being sick early. I got one of my tenants in the furnace rental. He works at Plant Vogel. And he said in February he was sick. The doctor didn't know what was wrong, gave him two types of medicine. Said, this won't do it, this one should. And it blew through his whole floor at Vogel. And now you hear your reports coming out every day with 10 more affected at Vogel. But he had it back in February, and most people he knew. So, you know, those people may be out of work a little bit. But I think as a whole, we're doing pretty well. You know, maybe the lower-end rentals from people in the service industry, the $800 to $1,000 a month rentals, they may be affected more than the military that are renting the $1,600 and $1,800 a month rentals. So like Adam said, we'll probably know September how it's really going to play out. But as of right now, everybody's got their head above water and doing well, in my opinion.
Wow, I'm a lower head rental.
Got a couple of emails here I want to share with our panel, and I'm not sure who can answer this rental. One. John Patrick, you may have some insight on this particular business. Dear panel, any information on upcoming attractions or new businesses that were in progress, possibly canceling? I think you alluded to this a little earlier, John. Thinking Topgolf and Dave & Buster's in the Riverwatch area specifically. And have you gotten any insight on anyone on the panel from any of those?
No, but I think that, you know, I don't know about Topgolf. But Dave & Buster's hasn't broken ground yet. I don't know when they were supposed to break ground. It's not surprising they haven't broken ground. You know, now it goes back to that kind of conversation we were having at the top of the hour. What kind of rebound is this? Is this a fast rebound? Is this a slow rebound? If this is a slow rebound, then you can see Dave and Buster's taking their time.
Scott Johnson, I know you have to be sensitive about certain things, not reveal any secrets, but were there any major conversations that you were in the middle of with businesses that were contemplating locating here that obviously had to take a time out for 90 days, 120 days?
Actually, it's the exact opposite. And Austin, you know this, you wrote it earlier, that, you know, we were negotiating the opening of the Amazon deal, you know, for a while, and then that was right through the middle of this, and they didn't slow down. As a matter of fact, they were concerned that the government was going to slow down. We couldn't get their permits issued, and we couldn't get things done, and we staffed those offices the entire time, and we were able to turn things around fast. So, you know, that announcement was huge right in the middle of this, you know, pandemic. And we actually have a couple of other announcements that are in the queue right now I can't talk about, but we have some things that are coming that are going to be exciting for Columbia County. I don't see anything slowing down.
That's good news. Coco, got a question for you, our old good buddy Moses Todd, sending in this. What can we do to help restaurants come back and stay? Would it help if the city delays paid parking downtown?
Wow. It always comes back to paid parking, it seems like. Yeah, I would probably, if I could have any, you know, thing to say about that, I would, you know, postpone it for a while, you know, until, yeah, postpone it. I think they need to go out and support the restaurants like they've always done and, you know, just come out and support. I think little by little it's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a good comeback. And it's going to be some new things happening also. So I think it's just a weird thing that happened all of a sudden, you know, and I think we just have to stick together and it's all going to be good. In downtown Columbia County, the whole area, it's all growing and it's all positive in Augusta right now.
By the way, a peripheral kind of side effect of interesting things that happen as a result of the Masters being held in November. A friend of mine in Hilton Head sent me a note today saying that it is almost impossible to get a room in Hilton Head that week right now. And that's never happened before in November. Mainly because Augusta residents are looking to go somewhere. And also, Christy, you can back me up on this. If you rented your house out in April, particularly if you already got the money and spent it, you got to turn around and give them that week in November and you have to go somewhere.
Yeah, you have to go somewhere. And that's most of the contracts people just transferred over. And I mean, we were in Hilton Head this past weekend. It's a short drive and it's easy and it's still beautiful in November. So yeah, that makes total sense.
I think the elephant in the room is the word that kind of comes down that obviously we're just speculating, but I do hear more and more that there is a great possibility that the Masters may take place without spectators for the practice rounds, but spectators for the golf tournament. None of us that rely on that sort of thing want to see that sort of thing. And I don't know May 28th, if they have any idea yet how this is going to play out, but I do hear that scenario more and more.
That would be unfortunate because the bar business and the restaurant business seems to be far heavier Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday than it is for the rest of the week.
I think they've thrown out a handful of options. Ideally, it's the norm and what we're used to, but you know, there's chance of just Berkman's and members being allowed in for certain days. I mean, there's a lot of options. Hopefully, it's going to go like we've planned and hope.
John, if you don't mind me asking, what's the mindset behind that conversation? I mean, we're talking about November. If we're going to college football games in October, why would they do that?
Well, again, don't know how things will change. They may change to where, but how are we going to college football games? Are we going to college football games at 30% capacity, at 40% capacity? We don't know that yet. Do they let fewer people in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, or every day? Or do they just not allow practice round people to come in, also for the safety of the players and so forth and so on? I think everything's on the table. I mentioned this on the air the other day. It's my favorite rumor of the week. Is that they have asked for, and it is being seriously considered, that the government delay turning the clocks back for a week.
I'm sorry. If anybody could do it, they could do it.
It's my favorite rumor of the week.
I'm sorry. If I can just see somewhere in a celestial setting, God turning to Clifford and saying, can we do that?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't get Easter done.
No.
I might as well. Yes. Let me see if I can get this done.
Well, gentlemen and ladies, we're about to come to the end of our time, and I want to thank Chris Hudson and Associates for being one of our primary sponsors tonight. Chris has all your legal needs taken care of. If you need him or any of his team, give him a call, 706-863-6600 for a free consultation. Again, that is a local team, local group, local attorneys, and they love helping their neighbors, no doubt. And also to the Rent Boss, Scott Patterson of the Rent Boss has been with us this evening. Regardless of your rental situation, Scott and his team can help create a solution that will save you time and money with his professional property management services. Don't want to confuse the issue. Christy, sitting a couple of panels over here, she handles master's rentals only. So,
yeah,
Scott, you don't deal with that. Do you send people to Christy when they call you for 1 week?
Yeah, I manage a lot of furnished rentals throughout the year, and I don't do master's rentals. So, yeah, I'd love to talk to you in the future about working together.
You guys need to put each other on speed dial. So,
That's right.
Christy, when somebody calls you wanting to move into town for 6 months, you can send them over to Scott. All right, Adam Harris at Queensboro, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Scott Johnson with the Columbia County Government, thank you, sir. Let us know when you get the Eagles reunion tour lined up for Lady A that week.
We will do that. You'll be the first to know, Austin.
And Coco will be the arranging agent for that one, I'm sure.
Coco does a great job. Yeah, we stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
All right. John Patrick, any final words of wisdom before we say goodbye?
No, just thank you. Thank you, everyone, for taking part in this and for being a part of this. And, you know, it's going to be good moving forward. It'll be fine.
I agree with John. And by the way, you folks over at the Augusta Chronicle and Channel 6, Channel 12, and 54, you guys give Scott Johnson a call. That is a huge story. Sales tax revenue in Columbia County up over April of last year. That is astounding. Unbelievable. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. And I'm looking
at the
clock. And just enough time to remind everyone that they are listening to AM 580, 95.1 FM, WGAC Augusta. Many thanks for all those who participated with the email and the interest here on our WGAC virtual town hall meeting. We will tee it up and do it again in the morning.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show.